Praise the Lord.
Blog
praise
Talk
the Lord.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. What about you? I am excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I am excited about Jesus. What about you? I'm excited about what he's done and what he's going to do. And we thank God because God is in charge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Good morning, those of you in Venezuela, El Salvador, Mexico. Good morning to you. We're praying for you. God is able. We're praying that God will make your cities, your countries, your states a better place to live. We're praying for those in California that's going through times with the fires that are constantly going on in times like these. But we know that God is able. We're praying that he will keep you safe, that he will guide you and lead you. We are praying for the firefighters that are fighting these fires constantly, year after year after year. Yes, California residents, we are praying for you. We are praying for those that are in Illinois and those in Texas and other lands where the floods seem like it would never cease. But I want you to know, God is able, and God is still good. What you're going through is not good, and we are praying for you. Why? Because the Word of God says, pray without ceasing. And we know that God is still a good God in times like these. We know that in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything. I know that somebody's saying, well, when is it going to end? God has the final answer. God is a God that could do anything but fail. And you know what, my sisters, my brothers, he has not failed you yet. My God, my God, my God. We're calling on you this morning because we know that you're able. And why worry when you can pray? Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. He will not lead you astray. Yes, we are praying for you, Burdetta Washington, your family in its entirety. We are praying for you, Robert Johnson. God is able. Johnny Lemon. God is able to control those seizures. We're praying for you, Elder Cassie Lofton. We're praying for you, Andre, Deacon Andre Lofton. We're praying for you, Jacqueline Anderson. We're praying for you and your mom and your dad. We're praying for you, Dr. David Gaines. Getting ready to celebrate another birthday on Friday. God is good, isn't he? We are praying for you, Demetria Gaines. We are praying for you, Glory Hallelujah, Glenn and Demetria. We are praying for you, Hallelujah, Brother Alfred Bellamy and Ruth Bellamy. Yes, we are. God is keeping you. God is guiding you, and God is leading you. We are praying, Hallelujah, for the Johnson family. Elder Annette Smith and Don Smith. Mercedes, we are praying for you. LaShawn, we are praying for you. Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we are praying for you in North Carolina. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Ron Green, we are praying for you. Sister Jill Green, we are praying for you. Desmond Stewart, in your travels, we are praying for you that God will keep you and guide you and lead you. We are praying, hallelujah, for New Union Baptist Church, Gospel Tabernacle Church. We are praying for Bishop Reginald Kennedy and First Lady Kennedy. We are praying for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Yes, we are praying for your healing, Dr. Savage. Sister Nettie Savage, God is still able. Yes, he is. Is still able, and he's a miracle-working God, Sister Esther. Yes, he is. We are praying for you, Greta, and all of the mail carriers. those that are working faithfully on the streets, all mail carriers, we are praying for you. UPS workers, yes, we are praying for you. God is watching over you and keeping you and protecting you. We are praying for all of you that are working behind the prison walls, the warden, the doctors, the nurses, the social workers, the counselors, the psychiatrists. We are praying for all the prisoners that they will just fall and bend their knees and yield to the Almighty Living God. Those innocent victims that are behind prison walls, God has not forgotten about you. The day will come when he release you. We are praying for those that have committed crimes, that they'll yield to the Almighty Living God and surrender on this day. This is your hour of salvation. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Repent of your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. The word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. That's the word of God. We're praying that you cry out and yield to the Almighty Living God. Become a member of the body of Christ, the family of the living God. Then you could cry out, Abba, Father. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we're praying for you. We're lifting up Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly. God is able. Lifting up Diamond Tiggle. Thank you, Jesus. Elijah Kelly, we're praying for you. God is a God that could do anything but fail. I want you to hear that this morning. God can do anything but fail. And God is a miracle-working God. Mother Annie Green, we're praying for you and your healing in its entirety, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We are praying for Mother Nita. Thank you, Jesus. Touching her mind, Father God. Waking her up this morning. Starting her on her way. We're praying for Deaconess Phyllis Blue. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And your family in its entirety. We're lifting up into Rosie Cobia, your church family, and your personal family. Yes, we are praying without ceasing for Brother Bobby Gladden and the voice that God has given him to sing the songs of Zion. His wife, we're praying for you, Sister Brenda. God is able. Yes, he is. He's a good God, and he can do anything but fail. We're praying for the family and the members of the Morant family. Sister Evelyn Morant, we're praying for you. Cosetta, Jr., all of your family members, children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. God is truly awesome, and he's working things out in his very special way. We are praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, for Gloria Henson, and we thank God for the praise report we received from you on yesterday. We are praying for Aaron, and we thank God for the praise report for Aaron and his wife. Bless that couple, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for, hallelujah, all of your grandchildren, Gloria Henson. God is good. He said multiply, and we thank God that husband and wives, you're multiplying, and you're loving your children and caring for them. We thank you, Father God, for Monique Brown and her husband, her sons and her daughters. Thank you, Jesus. Let them continue to be by their mother's side and strengthen her. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you right now for Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. Touch Ricky's mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let him fall on bended knees and surrender to you and do what thus says the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Rosie Traham. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus, miraculously, Father God. Let her do a 360, Father God, and yield to you. Let her yield to you, Father God. We're lifting up Kayla. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. We're praying, Father God, for Jimmy Traham, James Traham. Touch him, Father God. Let him yield to you. We're praying for Dwayne Williams. Healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Dwayne Williams, Jr., we're praying for you. that God will lead you and direct you around the straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Sheree Williams, we're praying for you. We are praying for you. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Dejanay, we're praying for you, that God will put a hedge of protection around you as you go to and fro. All of our young people, as you go off to school, college, universities, as you go off to jobs where you're learning trades, those that are in trade schools, we're praying for you that you will call on the name of Jesus. Let him lead and direct your path as you walk the straight and narrow path. Father God, protect our young people that are in the schools, Father God. We pray for protection, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against them. Those individuals that are firing illegal weapons, taking the lives of innocent victims, we are praying that the Spirit of God will fall down upon you and that you will yield to the Almighty Living God. You're not in control. So we're calling upon God to touch your life, touch your mind, touch your heart, Father God. Soften their hearts that they'll know that life is, Father God, precious. Let them not take control. Let them not try to take control. Because, Father God, we know that you're still in control. We're praying for loved ones who have lost innocent victims, Father God, that are on their daily tasks, going to work, going to school, walking the streets, in the shopping centers, in the movie theaters, at sporting events, at family reunions, Father God. We pray for them as they go about their daily tasks, Father God, that you will put a hedge of protection around them in the name of Jesus. And we come against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, that you will not continue to do evil in this land. Because, Father God, you said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are praying for the body of Christ, men and women of Christ. We are praying for you, that you will turn from your wicked ways. Thank you, Almighty God, for hearing our prayer. We are yielding to you. We are crying out to you this morning for those that are in New York City, New York State, Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island, New York. We're calling out to you, Father God. We're crying out to you, Father God. We are praying for those that are in Africa, South Africa, Guyana, Venezuela. We're praying for those in Puerto Rico. We're praying for those, Father God, right now that don't have proper water to drink in the United States and other nations. We're praying that you will cleanse the water in the name of Jesus. And those victims that are getting sick because of the E. coli in the water, we're praying, Father God, that you will cleanse the water, then touch their bodies. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You are water cleanser, Father God. And we know that you can purify the water that we drink on a daily basis. We need it, Father God. In the nation, we need water that's clean and fresh. That you restore our soul. You are our shepherd and we shall not want. You said it in your word, Father God. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We're praying, Father God, that you'll bless us with the clean water, that you'll bless us with the food, Father God, that we need to nourish our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul. And we thank you, Father God, continuously for touching the farmers that are farming the land, the animals, Father God, the crops that the farmers are picking on a daily basis and planting, the seeds. Bless the seed, Father God. Bless the land, Father God. We're praying, glory be to God, for the body of Christ. Archbishops, bishops, chief apostles, we are praying for you. Pastors, ambassadors, kings and queens. We're praying for our leadership. We're praying for you. Those that are preaching the word and teaching the word. We're praying that they will live according to the word of God. And we thank you right now, Father God. for providing someone with a job, providing someone with a career, providing someone with an opportunity to rise up this morning and to thank you right now, glorify you and magnify you. We thank you right now, Father God, for someone that's going through surgery. You bless them. Touch the hands of the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the doctors, the nurses, those that dispense the medication in our hospitals. Father God, we pray right now as that individual goes through surgery on their heart that you'll touch them because you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We thank you right now for bringing them through successfully, healing someone from cancer, breast cancer, HIV, AIDS, prostate cancer, lung cancer, kidney cancer, cancer of the esophagus. We thank you right now, Father God, for healing that lady from cancer on her brain. Touch that husband right now who's been crying out to you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your healing power, your grace, and your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing that individual from migraine headaches. She's been suffering, Father God. Touch right now, Evangelist Janet Griffith. Father, we pray right now you'll touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We lift up her son, Jonathan, Victor, Christina, and the baby. We lift up that family in its entirety, Father God, that Jonathan will yield to you, the almighty living God. Christina will yield to you. We thank you, Father God. Father God, glory be to God for Victor being by his mother's side and blessing her in a very special way. We thank you right now for praying for those that are in the nursing homes, assisted living facilities. Yes, we are praying for you, Apostle Zelda Robinson. God is able. We're praying for you, Laurie Damon, in New York, New York, and your family in its entirety. We are praying for you, Sister Gwen. Hallelujah. Yes, Dorothy Thompson, we are praying for you. God is a good God. In times like these, we need a Savior. Let the Lord bless you, the almighty living Savior. Tia, we are praying for you, that God will strengthen you, guide you, lead you, and bless you. Ophelia Warmly, we're lifting you up in prayer that God will touch your mind. All of those that are suffering from dementia, that God will touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's disease, we come against it right now. We come against it. God is a mind regulator. Let him regulate your mind today. And not only today, but continuously. God will regulate that mind. Yes, he will. And we come against that disease of the mind, mental illness, bipolar disorder. We come against you right now and send you back to the pits of hell from which you came. Paranoid schizophrenic, depression, stress. Send it back to the pits of hell. There be no mental illness in the body of Christ. The men and women of God, there'll be no mental illness. My God, my God, my God. Touch minds right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Praying for someone, Father God, that's been searching for something that they can't locate. Having to settle down and find the paperwork that they're looking for right now. Touch the lawyer that's handled that case, Father God. Let him do faithful. Let him be faithful to God. Let him do what thus says the Lord. Touch those papers, Father God, that the lawyer is about to sign right now in the name of Jesus. Let him do right by that individual that was in that car accident. My God, let him do right. Let the insurance companies do right for that individual that's suffering the illness because of an injury on the job. We pray, Father God, they will continue to be able to go back to that job that they love so much in the name of Jesus. They'll go back to their career that they love so much in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let that boss or that supervisor be a blessing to that individual and not a burden, Father God, to the workers in that vineyard. We pray, Father God, for our police officers who's working around the clock. We pray, Father God, that you will bless them and strengthen them and guide them and lead them. We pray for more young men and women to come out and take on that task. But we pray that they'll be protected as they go forth to protect the people in our city, our county, in our state, in our nation. We pray, Father God, for all of our firefighters, Father God, that are faithfully going to and fro in homes that may not be in safe as they travel the streets, the highways, and the byways. We pray for every firefighter in the name of Jesus. Men and women, touch them right now, Father God, as they go forth to protect us from seen and unseen danger. Our EMT workers, Father, we pray for them. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Bless them with godly wisdom and godly knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, for our military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. Hallelujah. The Marines, National Guard. We pray for them that agreed to protect the people, volunteered, Father God, to protect our nation. We pray for them right now, Father God. We know that you're able to keep them and guide them and lead them in a very special way. Yes, Sister Burdetta, we are praying for you. God is able. Yes, hallelujah, thanks be to God. God is able. While it's green, we are praying for you and your wife faithfully, Sandra Green, that the Spirit of God will reign in your household. And you will yield to the Almighty Living God. Because can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's blessed you over and over and over again. And only by the grace of God. We thank you right now for blessing those that's on dialysis right now. That, Father God, you bring forth a healing. And touch them right now and strengthen their bodies and their kidneys right now. Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, we're praying for you. God is able. He is a deliverer, and he is a healer. And he's blessing you right now in times like these. We need a Savior, and God is a healer. We are praying for you and your sister, Patricia Moore. We are praying for you, your son, Christopher, Vicky, and Mitzi. Lorraine, we are praying for you. We are praying for the entire family, the entire Moore family. Touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We're praying that lives will be changed, souls will be delivered, and healing will take place individually and collectively. We know that God is able, Minister Sharon Ricks. God is keeping you and guiding you and directing you. Minister Barbara Duffy, Sister Yvonne, God is leading you and directing you right now. We pray for all of our MTA bus drivers, those that drive our individuals on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. President Joe Biden, we are praying for you. Your wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Carl Miller Harris, we are praying for you and your husband. Thank you, Jesus. Deliverance and healing. That you'll speak to their minds right now. All of our leadership. Father God, we are praying that you'll touch their minds right now. Let them know that they need to cry out to you and yield to you and surrender to you. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to them individually and collectively. Once again, we pray for all of our doctors and our nurses, our researchers, our scientists. Pray, Father God, that those that are faithfully sharing the good news, the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Our teachers, our principals. Our professors, we are praying for you. We are praying for our cooks that prepare food in public places, our restaurants. We are praying over the food that the workers in the restaurants prepare, in our schools. We are praying for all of our cooks everywhere. Touch their hands, their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sister Esther, we are praying for you. Dr. Patricia McCray. God is strengthening you and keeping you and your son in a very special way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you because the Bible tells you so. And whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on his name this morning. Yield to the almighty living God. Invite him in. Remember, he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart this morning. Yield to the almighty living God. Surrender to him. Say, Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. I repent of my sins today. The Word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Yes, he will. Say, Father God, I believe that you sent your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. My sins. My sins. Father, I want to be a brand new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. I welcome you, Father, into my life. I want to become a brand new creature in Christ. I receive you as my personal Savior. On this day, I accept you as my Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen to God. If you said that prayer for the first time, I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021. If you said that prayer for the first time, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D., Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministries. If you want to become a part of this ministry, write to me. I want to hear from you. Jesus Christ is standing with his arms wide open, inviting you in. You're now a member of the body of Christ. Angels in heaven are rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. This is your birthday, your spiritual birthday, if you said this prayer the first time in your life. If you said it a second time, it's okay. A third time, it's okay. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. But I want you to be very sure today that if you leave this earth in the next hour, you know that you're on your way to heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for those individuals that said this prayer for the first time. Thank you, Father God, for those that said this prayer that weren't sure about their salvation. Be very, very sure. Be very sure. Thank you, God. We welcome you into the body of Christ. We welcome you to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Those of you all over the world, we welcome you. Pray without ceasing. Seek the Lord while you have an opportunity. Thank you, God. Wherever you are, we bring Christ to you. And people need the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God. Somebody ought to shout for joy. Somebody ought to scream. The Word of God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I'm excited about Jesus. What about you? We know that things are going on all over the world. Every day there's something different. But the Word of God says there's nothing new under the sun. Jesus knows all about your trials, your tribulations, your situations. He knows all about what you're going through. That's why we can take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for wayward sons, wayward daughters, that they will yield to the Almighty Living God. We're praying for mothers and fathers. Don't provoke your children. Surrender to the Almighty Living God and lead your children down the straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. God is able. You're not able, but God is. Thank you, God, for touching someone's heart, mind, spirit, and soul on this day. This day, Father God, we thank you for this day. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. We're going to thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for blessing someone right now. This is miracle working season. Thank you for healing somewhere right now. This is miracle working season. Thank you for delivering someone from alcohol, drug abuse, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every drug dealer right now, Father God, that they'll lay down those drugs and cry out to you and surrender to you. Deliver, deliverance, deliverance from substance abuse, illegal drugs, prescription drugs. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're praying for deliverance from homosexuality. We're praying for deliverance from lying, stealing, backbiting, whoremongering, adultery, fornication, gossiping. We're praying for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And we know that you are the great deliverer. We know you that you are the great healer. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. This is miracle working season, and God is working miracles in this land. Keep your people safe, Father God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for protecting us right now, guiding us and leading us. Let us have our mind stayed on thee. Thank you for our homes, our food and our shelter, our clothing. Thank you for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Touch someone that's confused, don't know which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now and drive out that confusion in the name of Jesus. We come against it. God is a God of order. God is not in confusion. In the name of Jesus. And we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that mind. Make it beautiful again. God is a God of order. We thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. As we pray for Brother Briscoe, Deacon Terry, and your wife. We are praying for you. Thanks be to God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Sir Gwen, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. God is able. I want you to know this morning, God is able. He's keeping you. Let him lead and guide you. God will take care of you. He said in his latter days, he'll pour his spirit upon all flesh. And that's what he's doing. And we shall do greater works. Greater works we shall do. Thank you, Jesus. The people of God, the body of Christ, we shall do greater works. Do you trust God? Then you should be laying hands, restoring men and women of God. We shouldn't have to run to the pastor for everything. Call upon Jesus. Let him use you, men and women of God. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Cast out sickness, demons. Cast them out right now in the name of Jesus. Out of your home. Do not allow Satan to take over your home. God has blessed you with that home. God has blessed you with that car. You can't let every spirit come into your home and into your car. Pray over your home, your clothing, your car. Pray over it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing that individual with transportation. We thank you right now. You said you'll make a way out of no way. We thank you right now, Father God. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name because you're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. You're better than good. Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, we are praying for you, the entire Hickman family, the Lee family, Deacon Lee, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want someone to know this morning that he is a healer. He's healing you right now. Lay hands on your body. He's healing you right now. There'll be no more cancer. There'll need be no more diabetes. There'll be no more arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. No more aches and pains. We come against COVID, the monkey pops, any other kind of pops. We come against those diseases. In the name of Jesus, send it back to the pits of hell from which they came. Thank you, Jesus. And we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. We cancel out anything that's not of you. No more worrying. No more frustration. Trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Let him lead and direct your path. Strengthen someone this morning, Father God. Let them know that God is real. Yes, God is real, and he's real in your soul, for he has washed and made you whole. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are praying for the Bossier family, the Sumter family. Daisy Bennett, we are praying for you. Stacy, we are praying for you, Johnson, and your family, and your children. Gussie, we are praying for you, and Alicia. We are praying for you and your daughters in South Carolina. We are praying for you, Diane and Marion, South Carolina. Glory, hallelujah. Praying for you in Texas. Praying for you, Ricky, in Louisiana. Dear Jesus, glory be to God. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Tanisha Green, we are praying for you that the Spirit of God will rain down upon you and your mother, Virge Green. We are praying for you right now and your sons, Tanisha, that God will touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We are praying for all of our realtors as they go forth to make sales, that they'll bless the people. They'll pray for their homes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for our brokers. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for someone that's in the midst of taking a test, that they will pass that test successfully in the name of Jesus. We know that God is able. Study to show yourself approved unto God. The workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Go to God's word first. Pray. Study. God will guide you and lead you and direct you. Be quiet and take the test. Be quiet. Spirit of God said, this too shall pass. Yes, God is able. Yes, God is able. Weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. We're praying for Mary Robinson. Yes, we're praying for Wanda, that God will do what needs to be done in that situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Touch Mother Mary Robinson right now in the name of Jesus and her family and her sisters, Father God, in its entirety. Let Wanda yield to you. Let her surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We know that you can work that situation out. We're praying for Welland Baptist Church. Anthony Long, James Long, we're praying for you and your families. Hallelujah. God is able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We're praying for Pastor Huffman Brown, who's now in North Carolina, and his wife. Thank you, Jesus. Olivia Walker, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Dr. Teresa Mercer, we're praying for you. Apostle Alberta V. Montgomery, that God will strengthen you and guide you and lead you in your leadership that you have brought in the state of Maryland and throughout the world. In your travels, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying for all prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors. God is able. Just ask the Savior. Call upon the Savior, and he will lead and direct your path. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless those that are leaving their homes to go on to work, to go to school. Protect them right now, Father God. We're praying for miracles right now because this is miracle working season. And I believe in miracles. And I know that you're a miracle working God. You did it before, Father God, and you'll do it again. We're praying for someone that's having problems with their car right now. Fix, Father God, their condition. Touch the tires and the engine and the battery, the windshield wipers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, right now for repairing that car right now. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Satan, you're a liar and you're a deceiver. That car will function properly. Thank you, God, for touching right now in the name of Jesus, even the radio, the air conditioner, the heat. We thank you, Father God, that car will function right now. Those that are flying in the airplanes, Father God, we thank you for their safety. Those that are in the trains, we thank you for their safety. Those that are on the MTA buses, we thank you for their safety. In their private vehicles, we thank you, Father God, for protecting them. In the jets, on the cruises, in the boats, in the canoes. We thank you for protecting them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for our transportation. We thank you right now, Father God, for cleansing. Cleansing is taking place in somebody's mind right now. Cleansing in somebody's soul. That blood, Father God, cleansing that blood. Somebody's been dehydrated. We thank you for restoring right now. Strengthen their arms and legs. All their limbs, Father God. Thank you for strengthening that heart right now that is beating properly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because you are a heart fixer. We thank you for fixing that heart, repairing it right now. Restore, restore, restore. We thank you, Father God, for that miracle right now that's taking place in somebody's life. Thank you, Father God, for restoration. This morning, for the time that we do have, yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. We want to talk about write out your decrees. Write out your decrees, and I want you to write them out, not type them out. Write them out. And you may want to help someone else out that can't write out their decrees. You may want to teach your son, your daughter, how to write out their decrees. The little children, how to write out their decrees, or get pictures that they can show what they're praying about. Write out your decrees, along with speaking forth your prayers of decree into the ethers every day from at least 5 to 15 minutes. Another dynamic method for getting your prayers answered is to write out your decrees. Write it out. I know Minister Sharon loved this. Write it out. She's a writer. I have a prayer notebook. I daily write out affirmations and scriptures about all that concerns me or all that I wish to accomplish that day. It is amazing in checking back later to see how often my prayers are answered by the Almighty Living God. After I write out my scriptures and my affirmations, yes, I'm going to put the Word of God in everything that I do, by writing down your decrees and reading them over at different intervals, both aloud and silently, you help fasten your mind on what you want. We know that the Word of God says He give us all of our needs. And you know, He even blesses with some things that we want. Isn't He a good and gracious God? As one woman recently wrote to me about, when she began to feel depressed coming on her, she writes down affirmations. And it behooves you to write down the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. By His stripes I am healed. She wrote down those scriptures until she feel a sense of peace. The joy of the Lord is my strength. This seems to be the turning point from negative feelings into a time of hope and renewed faith that good will come. Write it out. Write it out. Write it out. I am healed. Say it out loud as you write it out. By His stripes, I am healed. By His stripes, Patricia is healed. By His stripes, Jacqueline is healed. By His stripes, Tanisha is healed. By His stripes, Zariel is healed. By His stripes, Diamond is healed. By His stripes, Rael is healed. By His stripes, Mother Annie Green is healed. By His stripes, Mother Mary Robinson is healed. By His stripes, Minister Barbara Duffy is healed. By His stripes, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage is healed. You need to write it out for someone else too. Another prayerful person who has gotten fine results from writing out the Word of God and affirmations writes out her decrees in the form of a letter to God. My God, isn't it amazing that you can write a letter to God? Thank you, Jesus. A lot of you have written letters to individuals that you wanted to share information with. Write a letter to God. And she wrote a letter saying, Dear God, grant healing or grant blessings. And the age-old prayer method is to write your scriptures or your affirmations of healing, prosperity, happiness, and then to wear them secretly on some part of your body, if you wish, or place it in your pocket, or, ladies, in your purse. Carry it with you in your personal effects until it has manifested the answer you seek. Until God has manifested the answer you seek. He said He will give you the desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the Word of God. Also, my sisters and my brothers, quietly putting the scriptures and carrying the Word of God with you and decreeing it in the name of Jesus in your Bible is a literal method of releasing them so that they're perfect outworking in your life. God, let your will be done on this job. God, let your will be done as I travel. God, let your will be done as I take this test. God, let your will be done as I go into the market to shop. God, let your will be done as I shop for clothing. God, let your will be done as I go to the doctor's office today. God, let your will be done as I sit down and have lunch with my friend. God, let your will be done when I sit down and talk with my children. God, let your will be done when I go to the boss to ask for a raise. God, let your will be done as I try to make the decision as to what to do about my finances. God, let your will be done when I pay my tithes. God, let your will be done as I clean my home. God, let your will be done as I walk the street. God, let your will be done as I start my car. God, let your will be done in my life. God, that your will be done in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter. God, that your will be done in my marriage. God, that your will be done as I travel the highways and byways. God, that your will be done when I purchase this new coat. Somebody's about to purchase a coat this morning for the wintertime. I know you're getting ready for the wintertime. God, let your will be done. And you'll be amazed how God will reduce the price of items that you wish to purchase. They'll have one price on it, but God will bring it down. Won't he do it, Apostle Joe Farley? Won't he do it, Dr. Patricia McCray? That's the price for the world. That's not the price for you. God is working a miracle for you right now. He's going to decrease the prices. Those prices are for the world. Watch God do it. There's one price, but God has a price for the men and women of God. God, let your will be done when I make this decision. Let your will be done. God's ways are not your ways, are not your thoughts. God has a miracle waiting for you this morning. Receive your miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is being blessed right now, even as I speak. God is working a miracle on your behalf right now, before you even step on that job, before you even step in the bank, before you even step on the bus, before you even step in your car, before you even step out your door. God is working a miracle for someone on their sickbed right now. Yes, he is. God is working a miracle right now in that situation. Let go and let God release. Let go and let God. Let God's will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Prayers of decree in summary. Use often the various types of decree, talking directly to God. Number one. The decree of asking. The decree of guidance. Ask God to guide you. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. We are sheep. We need the shepherd to guide us. Number four, the decree of divine intelligence. Pray and ask God for divine intelligence. Please, my sisters and my brothers. Number five, the decree of divine love. My God, my God, my God, the power of divine love, agape love, unconditional love, the decree that God's will is being done right now. Number seven, the decree of the divine plan. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. The decree of divine order. Order in the court. God is not the author of confusion. Where there's confusion, God is not in that. Number nine, the decree of blessing. Number 10, the decree of faith. Faith. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You ain't got to see it to believe it. All you got to do is trust God. The decree of divine restoration. Yes, he will restore, make beautiful again. That's what he's doing with your life. He's restoring all that the locusts have stolen from you. That's what it said in the book of Joel. Yes, he did. I'll restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Thank you, Jesus, for restoration. Thank you for restoring. Thank you, God. Bless your people. Heal your people. Deliver your people. Restore. Praise God. Thanks be to God. If you'd like to have a copy of the prayers of decree in summary, we're going to teach them over again. I want you to tell your friends and your family members to listen in. Hallelujah. We're going to teach them over again. Thanks be to God. And you could ask for copies, and we'll send you copies, CDs. Amen, of the prayers of decree in summary. There's 11 of them. And we want you to know about them. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Thank you, Jesus. This is the word of God. We pray that God will work a miracle for you, you, and you. God is able. Trust God. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is blessing someone above and beyond what you can imagine or what you can think. Your cup is going to overflow like never before. Receive your blessing on this day in the Lord. Thank God right now. Praise him while you have an opportunity. Receive your blessing right now on this day. Let your cup run over. Let your cup overflow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the matchless name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your blessings will overflow. Healing will take place. Deliverance will take place. Miracles, signs, and wonders in your home, on your job, as you walk the streets, as you move about your daily tasks. God bless you real good, my sisters and brothers. Tune in again tomorrow. Praise God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you.